too aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Yes, we do. Hi, I'm Lisa Garr, and I do invite you to stay aware because it is about listening to the power of your own truth. I'm so happy to be with you today, and thank you so much for joining me. It's an honor, honestly, to be on the air with you, even though it's been close to 20 years. I constantly see it as an honor and a privilege to broadcast messages that inspire positive growth and change. And I also want to let you know that if you love listening to these radio shows, you can also watch the videos of some of my incredible guests that I interview on my Gaia TV show. Our interview on the Gaia Network, it's if you go to the website, which is inspirationsongaia.com, and Gaia is spelled G-A-I-A, inspirationsongaia.com. I have interviewed over, I think, 200 more than 200 people on that network. That Howard Martin talking about the science of heart intelligence, and Mark Nepo, he's talking about, and we had such a great conversation about the power and the spirit of community. Excuse me. So many amazing guests. Anita Sanchez, you can't Google wisdom. I love her. She's a wonderful wisdom traditions holder in the Native American tradition. Linda Backman, we talked about past lives. There's so many, Evan Alexander, I remember that interview. That was off the charts. The shows and the interviews that I do on Gaia are a different level when you really get someone in front of you and on camera and pour into each other. It's like having the deepest conversation, transformational media. That's the meaning of it. When you watch something that takes you and transports you to another level of awareness, of thinking, and that you think about it throughout your day and throughout the week, and you share it with other people because it made an impact on your life, and you actually engrave and bring it into your life, and you make a change. And that is what transformational media is all about. That's what I've been doing for 20 years with the Aware Show. So as I say, it's always an honor to be here on the radio station, but it's even a greater honor to have you participate and engage in transformational media. So if you go to that website, inspirationsongaia.com, you're not a passive listener, you're an active listener in transformational media. You're really applying what's being said to your life, and you're actually making micro changes in your life. It could be profound or it could be minute changes, but it's all connecting you and your neural pathways to bring your life to the level that you want it to be, and your level of connections deepen, and your relationship with yourself deepens. So if you're on that website, inspirationsongaia.com, also, if you go to shows that you do like, if you like the Evan Alexander show, you know, do a thumbs up on that show. There's the thumbs ups, and I think there's over 94% approval rating on those shows. But it always helps to make a vote for conscious media so that the network and people watching understand, hey, this is something I want more of. And that's something that you can do in just with the power of your vote is a vote for conscious media. So if you're on the network and you like the show, then just do a little thumbs up there. And that really helps bring about more transformational media to that particular network. And that's what I've always been about. As I said earlier, is the ability to transform yourself. Something else that I've really been working on lately, and talking about transformation, I just got back from a wonderful meeting, Transformational Leadership Council, and one of the things, you know, when you take a break in the middle of January, it's kind of hard to go to a conference because we're rolling back in the beginning of the year and all this inertia and everything is happening, and then it's an interesting time to go really work on yourself to set the mode for the whole entire year. Each year, I pick a theme in my life. And last year, my theme was, if you want to create a different result, you have to try something different. And I really looked at everything I did through that lens last year, and it was a huge growth year for me. It was a really big growth year to create a different result and try everything I did in a different way. And it really created incredible results. So one of the things that my guest today is talking about is really about going inside and finding out the deep reason, the true underlying reason why we do the things that we do. And when you're looking at, it could be a health challenge, when you're looking at a business challenge, a relationship challenge, whatever kind of challenge you're looking at, we always need to look at the underlying root cause of why this particular challenge is occurring. There's always an underlying root cause. Now, to say that's a bold thing to say, because one could say, nope, that wasn't my fault. I was a victim of those circumstances. But really, everything we do is a choice. And when you really learn what I'm saying, everything you do is a choice. Choice leads to freedom. And that is what my guest today, Sandy Neubinging, is talking about in his book called Mind Detox. He says that there's a root cause or a chronic condition, any type of or chronic condition has a root cause. And anything chronic that causes persistent issues in your life, persistent challenges in your life, has a root cause. And Sandy is joining us from Spain to talk about this in his new book, Mind Detox. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me? We'll get him in just a second. All right. He's actually written several books, and he has a wonderful series of books called Mind Calm, Body Calm, Calm Cure. And because of his, and he's the creator of something called Calmology, and he is a meditation expert. And that's one of the things that I use a lot when, if I get frantic or something happens or I'm really upset about something, or if my daughter's going through a tizzy and she's really upset, I just repeat the word calm, calm, calm. And I do it until I actually get calmed down. There's something so soothing about this word calm. And Sandy's really figured that out because he's done a lot of work around this word of calm in meditation, in getting to the root cause. So once you get to that place where you've finally calmed down, you can look deeper beyond the conditions, beyond the circumstances, and you can actually go into a deeper level. And that's the point. Sandy is joining us. Hi, welcome.
Hello, can you hear me?
I absolutely can, loud and clear. Awesome. You're calling from Spain?
I am, yes. I live up a mountain in Spain, and we had some issues with the internet today. So hopefully you can connect. I'm connecting okay, and everyone can hear me okay.
Yes. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm talking into my microphone as closely as I can.
Oh, okay, so gotcha. You guys can hear me. Gotcha. Okay, that's good. Well, I was just talking about your book, Mind Detox, and I'd love to find out. We were talking about the root causes of chronic conditions. Can you just give us an idea a little bit about how you got into this type of work?
Well, a few years ago, I was working as a coach and therapist, and I was invited to go to Spain, actually, to attend a detox retreat. To help people who were detoxing. And at the time, I thought detox was just for drug addicts, but it turns out these people were detoxing their bodies to help heal their conditions. And so my first client that walked in wanted to work on a health condition, and I didn't really know what to say, to be honest, but I did know that the mind and body were connected. And so I said to my first client, the mind and body are connected. Shall we see if there might be a mind-based cause to this? And they agreed. And I remember to this day looking down at my blank page, up at their expectant eyes, not knowing what to say. And then a few questions came to me, and we very quickly found an event in her past that was unresolved. And we could see the connection between that event and the health condition. And then we worked to heal that root cause event, and lo and behold, she felt much better. Now, that happened time and time again, and we were finding that there was these root cause events. these hidden reasons why people were experiencing chronic health conditions, emotional issues, or life problems. And so very soon after I accidentally created what then became known as Mind Detox, I was on television demonstrating in 30 countries, and I've done hundreds, if not thousands, of sessions with clients over the years. So, and like I say, we're now coming to writing a book about it called Mind Detox. So it's very, very exciting.
So where we would do a detox with a diet, where we would cleanse or stop eating inflammatory foods and so forth, you get to that level with the mind. So does that mean you start to cleanse toxic thoughts, or do you really go back into the past?
Well, what we're really looking to do with Mind Detox is cleanse toxic beliefs.
Okay.
Because it's due to the belief-body-life bond, as I like to call it, the belief-body-life bond, our beliefs are impacting our health, they're impacting our emotions, they're impacting our life circumstances. So we can find out what these toxic beliefs are and then clear them from our mind. Well, it's just amazing how quickly the body can heal. We can naturally feel much more positive more often, and that really we're able to much more easily create the success that we want in our life.
Okay. So I'm going to go right after this. I want to get an example of something like this. So I have this chronic back pain, and it's right between the shoulder blades. And I believe it's associated right. with the lack of support that I am giving myself. And I identified this belief this last weekend. And I used to think it was the lack of support I was receiving from other people. And then I actually learned, no, it's the lack of my ability to support myself and not to abandon myself when it comes to supporting myself. Big one, right?
Okay,
so then I stopped there. I had this realization, but I still have the back pain, Sandy. How do I connect that?
Well, there's a couple things with that, and I hope you allowed me to speak honestly and openly.
I hope so. That would really help.
So for me, in one of my other books, I create a directory that maps the whole body, and because I've tracked over the years the common mind-based causes of conditions, all right? And so I track the different systems of the body, the different organs of the body, the different body parts. And so through my research, the lower back is more about support, and the upper back is more about carrying.
Okay. What about between, right between the shoulder blades? That's the upper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Upper back, between the shoulder blades, yes?
Yes, yes. It's about carrying, carrying other people?
Yes, but honestly, with Mind Detox, we don't go about it that way. We basically, I would ask you a question. I'd say, I don't know if you want to do a Mind Detox right now, because that's quite...
That's where we're going. That's where we're going with this. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I would say, and we can obviously finish this later if we don't have time to finish it on the call, but the first question in Mind Detox, I would say, with your permission, let's find out when that problem started so that you can move on and stop it from being a problem now. Just trust your first answers to all the following questions. What event in your life is the cause of that shoulder blade pain in the back? The first event, which when resolved, would cause that problem to disappear. If you were to know, what age were you? What's the first number that comes to mind?
It was probably later in life. It was probably in my mid-30s.
Cool, mid-30s. Okay, now you don't have to tell us if it's too personal, but when you think of that time, what's the first person, place, event, or thing to come to mind?
I'm thinking it was during birth.
Ah, interesting. Okay, so when you think of during birth, mid-30s, what was it, an easy birth? Was it a difficult birth? What sort of emotions were going on at the time?
No, it was like a 72-hour labor.
Okay. And so what sort of emotions were you experiencing around that time?
I think it was total fear. I think it was sort of fear, yeah. Because I had, yeah. And that's where you're saying that this fear gets lodged. Because, yeah, I had, of course, when you have a belly with the baby, it puts a lot of strain on the back, the mother's back.
Yeah. I have one more question for you. One more question. So you're feeling scared. Ultimately, what was it about it that was happening that caused you to feel scared?
What was the what?
ultimately, what was it about the birth that was causing you to feel scared? What was it about it for you? What was it about it that made you feel scared at that moment in time?
I think it was about how was I actually going to get the baby out of my body? This is a very common fear of women. It's like, how is this going to work? And I did wind up having a C-section.
So there was a questioning, can I do this?
Right. Can I do this?
Can I do this, right? And so scared, I'm not sure if I can do this, would be your root cause reason, is what we call it. So with Mind Detox, we first of all find, we obviously agree that the problem is, which for you was the back pain. We then go on to find the root cause event, which for you is the birth. We then find the root cause reason, which is the reason why what happened for you was a problem. And so obviously we're doing this on speed during a radio call. And so we've done our best to try and get, you know, scared. I'm, you know, not sure if I can do this, you know, not sure if I can do this, right?
Right.
And then what can you know now? If you had known it then, you'd never have felt that way in the first place. What can you know now? If you'd known it then, you would have been more at peace at that moment in time.
That I could receive support around this and support around, the birthing process and not have to go through it so alone, right?
Ah, right. And did you successfully, did you end up having the baby?
Of course, yes, I did, yes. And
okay, good, well done.
Yes, it's interesting. So there's a way that that fear, which I didn't process, I never could have processed all that at the time because I was busy giving birth. And so there would be a fear that got lodged into, because that's when I remember the back pain starting. And that's very interesting.
So basically that's the root cause event. And if you resolve that event once and for all, the body finally release this, and I would expect you to be free from that back pain because it would be resolved.
Well, I know that it just is about 400 degrees in here in the studio. All of a sudden, really, really interesting. I'm like really, really warm because maybe that's my body starting to release something like that. So what were the questions asked me there so that people can follow along with this? You asked me what event caused this, if you could remember, if it was childhood or at what point in your life. And then what did you ask me after that?
The first, in the Mind Detox method, in the book, we give you the full script. And we give you all the reasons why it works and the evidence and all the success stories and stuff. So you start with a question that helps you get to the root cause, age. And so you just trust your first answer and the number comes to mind, okay? And like you trusted your first answer, and you got birth. Then we move on to, you know, you might just have a number at that point. Your unconscious mind's giving you this number, but you might not know why. So then the next question helps you to recall the memory. And that's when we said, when you think of that time, what's the first person, place, event, or things come to mind? And you went, my birth and stuff. Great. Then once you've done that, you then clarify the root cause reason, which is why what happened was a problem. So you get the emotion first, which for you was scared, and the reason was, I'm not sure I can do this. Now, I would bet you money that any time you ever have any doubt or questioning whether you can do something, I bet you your back gets a bit sore if that's kind of playing in the background sometimes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. This is how these things can start getting triggered with different things that happen in our life. We're like, why is my back sore today? And you go, it's because I was questioning my ability around something or whatever. Okay. So once you get the root cause reason, we then resolve it by asking questions like, what can you know now? If you'd known it in the past, you never have felt that way, and you said, well, I can receive support, and I was successful, and I survived, and it all worked out very well. Mm. And then we install these memories using the method in your body mind, and then you'll find that that belief won't feel true anymore, and that event will feel more at peace, and that's basically how Mind Detox works.
That's amazing. I've never even connected that before. I've never talked about that before. That's really incredible. I actually am inviting callers to call in as well if you want to go through this process with Sandy. It would be wonderful if you give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. Do you take people through this process does it usually resolve in a fairly quick way like we just did?
Well, I'm doing it special for you. I wouldn't normally do it on a radio show.
I'm open. I'm open. I'm vulnerable. People know that.
No. I think it's awesome. I'm very, very proud of you.
When you're on the radio for 20 years, you really don't hold much back. You really can't.
This is my first interview for the new book, and you've thrown me right in the deep end and got me doing a live mind detox. So that's very funny.
Everything happens for a reason, right, Sandy? Let's talk about this, what resists persists, and how in your book you talk about this. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so what I've observed, and this is not a new phrase. You know, we've heard this phrase before, what you resist persists.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know why they're resisting it. You know, they get told, I need to accept life, I need to surrender, I need to, you know, we hear these spiritual concepts, but we can find ourselves not doing it. And that's because we have beliefs that are justifying our resistance. And so our mind believes it's justified to resist something. And so it's doing it to keep us safe or make us be happy or whatever, but it believes it's got justification for that. So that's what we do as mind detox, is we reduce the justification to resist what's happened in the past, what's happening today, or what might happen later. When we reduce resistance, stress reduces, because it's the resistance to life, resistance to our past, that creates the stress and creates the emotions, the negative emotions. So if we have anything unresolved in our past, it's because at some level we're still resisting it. And we're resisting it because we believe we're justified to resist it. And so with mind detox, we go back, we learn, without going and dwelling in the past. You know, we did not spend much time talking about your past then, did we? We just went straight to find it and then worked to resolve it, okay? And so really that's my take on resistance. I've done a lot of research into it, and I've discovered that if we can stop resisting our life, naturally we experience much more peace and happiness and love and positivity.
You know, I have heard that phrase before, but when you really look at it that way, you don't have to go back and look towards the details of the past. You really don't think you have to do that?
Well, what I say, you don't have to dwell on the past. Once we find the past event that's justifying and created the toxic belief, once we find the memory, we focus more on exploring, getting resolution with it. How do I put this once and for all to peace? You know, in the book I talk about purifying our perceptions. You know, we're looking at our past through a filter of what we think happened. But in hundreds and hundreds of one-on-one mind detox sessions that I've done over the last 15 years, I've found that even the most traumatic memories we can find peace with. We can find peace with them if we can purify our perceptions around them, find a way of no longer resisting them. And if that feels impossible right now, then that's why you need mind detox, because that's what the process does. It helps you to find harmony with what's happened in your life, even if it was a hard event. And when in doing that, you stop resisting it, and therefore you no longer experience negative emotions.
Okay, we have Zodi who's calling in. Zodi on line one. And I'm wondering if you could take Zodi through a mind detox process. Hi, Zodi.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for answering my call.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sandy, do you want to go ahead and ask Zodi a couple of the questions?
Well, what I want to make sure, first of all, is I'm under the impression I've got 5 more minutes. Is that right?
We could do a little bit longer than that, so 5 or 6
okay.
minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Zodi. Hi, Zodi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for answering my call. Hey, I had a breast cancer a couple of years ago, and then I know the source why I had it in the first place, and I am trying to avoid that source. That was tremendous stress. So I learned a lot, but right now I know I don't have any. But when I hear someone of passing away from cancer, and I have like for 2-3 seconds that fear of me, and then I beat it up again. So how do I avoid that and become like I used to be?
Amazing question. Amazing question.
Can you repeat it for me, Lisa?
The breast cancer. She had breast cancer, and she found the source of it. And when you say that, Zodi, what was the thought process that you associated with the breast cancer?
Right now, when I hear people dying of any kind of cancer, I had a feeling, you know, with a few seconds that scared. And then I said, oh, this is just a fear. This is a fear, and I waited. I just want to be like before, okay. Not be afraid.
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So what I would do is because you do you have a memory that always stays in your mind around the time that you discovered you had breast cancer? Do you have a memory that always stays in mind?
No, not before. I thought I knew it. I thought I was avoiding, but I was never been afraid of it before.
No, but do you remember being told or a time when you were scared when you had when you were diagnosed and when you had it?
Yes,
I
was devastated and I didn't even want to take any treatment. I wanted to go. But, you know, because of advice and all that stuff, and I changed my mind and I went through some laparotomy.
Hmm.
Okay, so what I would recommend is, obviously this isn't the full method because I don't have enough time, but I want to just invite you to... There's a memory that always sticks in your mind around about that time when you were first diagnosed it might have been the doctor telling you or you might have been home alone or in your car. Sometimes it always sticks in your mind of that time. And I would like you to invite you to remember something very important. You are here talking to me today. You're talking to us today and because you survived. Okay. I want you to say, I survived.
Yes, I survived.
Okay, where in your body do you know I survived? Where in your body do you know I survived? Where do you feel that?
Can you say it again?
Where in your body do you feel that? Do you feel you survived?
Where do you know in your body that you survived? Because that you did survive. You're here talking to us today.
Mm-hmm.
So where in your body do you know I survived? In your solar plexus, in your heart, in your stomach, in your solar plexus, it's normally around
in the
there.
Stomach,
where would
in
you
the stomach,
say?
In the stomach.
In your stomach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in your stomach, you have, and if that knowing I survived had a color, what color would it be?
Can you say Sandy?
You go ahead. Lisa.
If that knowing had a color, what would that color be?
I wouldn't know.
Pick a color that would resonate with you.
That's a blue.
Blue.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what you would do to get peace with that fear is you would feel that blue knowing that I survived. I come through this and I survive.
Uh-huh.
Feel that in your stomach. And then when feeling it in your stomach, in your mind, go back and imagine the memory of the time when you were scared, when you first got told you had the breast cancer, but play the movie of that memory from start to finish, but this time with that blue knowing in your stomach, I survive. And literally record over that old memory, but with this blue knowing of I survived this. And that simple exercise can help to tell the body mind it's safe to switch off the fight or flight. You know, safe to stop the fear because I actually survived. That's something you didn't know then that you do know now because you're here talking to us today.
In a safe place, yes, and you're in a safe place right now. Gosh.
So that's just a little exercise. We've only had a couple of minutes, but I hope you've got something from that, Zoe, just to remember, to remind your body mind, I survived, I'm safe, and I'm well, and I continue to live.
And I thank you so much for the phone call. You know, Sandy, I did throw you into this, and I also want people to understand that sometimes it is as simple as a process that you can do over and over, and the repetition of the process is what builds the long chain memory in the mind. Yes, we're not going to go through full therapeutic conversations on the air. I wanted people to understand that something like a mind detox and doing simple strategies can really help open you up to the longer term conversation, but you have to start somewhere. And that's the benefit of doing this type of work on the air, is people see how quickly someone can shift. it is definitely something that's a start. It's the beginning, and it shows you, it gives you a glimpse into what is possible. So thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me, and I'd love to come and talk more with you. You sound like an amazing person, and I think we've got lots of amazing conversations that we could have. So
yes,
that could happen one day.
Absolutely. What is a website or way people can find out more? The book is called Mind Detox. And is there a website?
Yes, they can go to my website, which is sandynewbigging.com. sandynewbigging.com. And all the information is there if you click on my books option.
And you can also go to theawareshow.com and you can click on today's date and you can find
awesome.
Sandy. Yes. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
So
and I will actually take a quick break now before we go to our next guest. Thank you so much. This is Lisa Garr, and you're listening to The Aware Show.